You're listening to Crazy Shit in Real Estate. You'll be amazed at all these wild but true situations that others have found themselves in. Because on this show, you'll hear uncensored, unbelievable stories from the world of real estate. I'm Lee Brown. Let's dive right in.
Before you get the rest of the story, I'd love to share a quick message from today's sponsor. This episode is sponsored by Follow Up Boss, one of the leading CRMs, client relationship managers, for residential real estate. Tons of top producing agents and some of the fastest growing teams out there are using Follow Up Boss to increase lead conversion, eliminate busy work that you're not doing anyway, and frankly, deliver a higher class experience in real estate to everybody who chooses you as their realtor of choice. So if you're going to keep listening to this, which I know you will, there's more information and a personal review of Follow Up Boss. For more information, go to followupboss.com/crazy. Hello, friends. Lee Brown here, and you've landed on Crazy Shit in Real Estate, where you honestly never know what you're going to hear in any given episode. I have a really extra special guest. We have the Deputy Chief of Appraisals for the Veterans Administration today, James Heaslett. So tune in, and I'll see you on the other side. So talk to us a little bit about the basics of appraisal, and then we'll dive into the VA side of it a little bit too.
I will tell you, I love the one adjustment I'd love to talk to, especially with realtors, is the difference between GLA. And I will tell you the easiest way to understand is go drive by any new home sales office and pull their list price. And they will have a 2,000 square foot home for X price, and they'll have their 2,200 square foot model for that price. Well, you just take the difference in square foot, different to the difference of price, divide it through. And that will tell you pinpoint what the difference is between a 2,000 and a 2,200 square foot home. And so it's not linear. We know the price per square foot model. And the argument we always have between appraisers and realtors is we like to point fingers at each other. But a lot of appraisers don't want to admit we use it too. It's on the top of the page too of the URAR form. It's an indicator. It's a good tool if all things are consistent. And so I'd love to tell realtors, say, just go buy any, and if I'm teaching a class live, I will go pull, I'll go buy a D.R. Horton or an Ashton Woods or Toll Brothers, pull a bunch of their price lists. That's the simplistic way. And from a builder's way, that's all things consistent, a constant. If the lot's the same, that's the same base house, no upgrades. And then you kind of get the sense of, oh, so that's not linear, there's a price point. So adjustments are really, so when you start talking about two-car garages, when you start talking about what is it for swimming pool? I'm in Arizona. And so swimming pools are a big adjustment. And I could take similar properties, a good population of similar properties that have pools and no pools. And if you're doing an Excel, you got to switch it from pools yes to pools no to one and a two because Excel doesn't do words. So and just run it in a linear regression, and it will tell you the average point to average point. And that's a solid way to start your adjustment. Now, I was taught by a gentleman named George Dell out of San Diego, really, really smart guy when it comes to data science and technology. I think good people, good agents, good appraisers can look at a house, and I'm just going to use them. We know it's more than a dollar, and we know it's less than a million. Statistics will take it. We'll take these 2 points and just bring it within about 6 inches. He goes, then it's the 6 inches between your ears, that gray matter. You need to figure out where it is. Statistics aren't going to tell you exactly where it is. You got to look at how is it oriented? What colors are? Are they, does it have good curb appeal? Are there any external factors? Do we know there's any news? Is it a Superfund site? Statistics aren't going to tell you that, but professionals that know that market will.
And so I love that. And that's a great way to position it too. And you're actually saying one of the things that I'll say to a client is that per square foot is a tool, but it is not the only tool. And it's because of all those external factors. And then don't forget to factor in the emotional piece, because you'll encounter that person who will pay anything they have to pay to live next to the grandkids. And then suddenly they've overpaid for the neighborhood because they didn't care.
And then that's a comp, and the appraiser's looking at that saying, oh, well, this is an outlier perhaps, but it could also lead to another sale. And those are things that you can't quantify. And it's why we refer to statistics as the math that you can make it into a liar pretty easily, because you can manipulate these things. But speaking of that way that the data is evaluated, you obviously are the king. I know you call yourself chief of appraisers. We'll just call you the king of appraisers for a better care. Since in the swamp, you bureaucrats never go anywhere.
Well, but, you know, I will tell you, 3 years ago, I came from the VA panel. I was slinging out reports out of this office, talking with realtors. And I like to talk to appraisers I like to call them up weekly. I'll just randomly pull a few appraisers and talk to them to let them know that why I have a title. I could care less about a title. You know, titles that both, you could be either titled the noun or titled the verb. And I'm the title of the verb. If you have the title of the verb, then you're working it, you're using it, you're action. I could care less about people that have titled the noun. That doesn't do anything for me. And I am not an English major. I'm a numbers guy. So the fact that I even know the difference is amazing.
Okay. So I told y'all that I would do a review of Follow Up Boss, you know, because I'm your friend in real estate. And I did. Now, you know, there's a Blue Million CRM out there. I mean, if you go to any Facebook group, every realtor's like, which one should I use? Which one should I use? And you know that these CRM, which are client relationship managers or customer relationship manager, whatever you want to call it, it's truly a system that's just designed to help you know what to do next, because you're very busy and you're a multitasker in real estate. With all those different tasks and balls up in the air, you need something to help you stay on track. And that's what Follow Up Boss does. Now, when you save a name and a phone number in there, that is basically a Rolodex. Follow Up Boss is going to take the names and phone numbers and also help you know what to do next, so you can maintain these relationships with your neighbors, because that's what this is about. Real estate is not about serving just prospects and clients. It's about taking great care of your neighbors' needs in real estate. And if you'll use a tool like Follow Up Boss, where they remember you, oh, they might even call you when they're ready to buy or sell again, or when their mom and daddy do, or their best friend or their kid, and you want to be top of mind. That's what a product like Follow Up Boss will do for you. Truly, it's going to change your business when you start paying better attention to people. They don't have to know you use Follow Up Boss, but they'll totally understand that they are being heard by you. So now there's a free trial for my people because you're loved. Go to followupboss.com/crazy. No credit card is required. And frankly, because you're my people and we made an ask for you, Follow Up Boss said, yes, you get double the free trial. That's actually enough time to log in, put some pieces in it, and watch it change your business as it has for so many realtors and teams nationwide. Again, go to followupboss.com/crazy to start your free trial today. It's very impressive. And I'm going to tell my teenagers that when they wake up, that there is a reason to pay attention in English class, because this does matter in the way that you conduct yourself and the way that you're heard when you pick up the phone to call somebody. So I'm curious, tell us the biggest success story you've seen through the VA that made your heart warm and told you you're doing exactly the job you're supposed to be doing.
Actually, there's a lot of them. I'm going to repeat one that happened to take place in my home state of Arizona that our executive director shared on our 75th anniversary with Secretary Carson. I had an appraiser came in 34% below contract.
34?
It was an investor fix and flip. And a veteran was renting it and wanted to buy it. And came in, and this appraiser was trashed. It was just drugged through the mud. It was so below, it was ridiculous. They wanted this appraiser off the panel. They wanted this appraiser turned into the state. How dare she be so inept? So I got involved. I called both the agents and I said, the appraiser's willing to meet you at the property and talk to you and go over. And they were just so enamored that, no, that was just beyond. So I contacted, the investor was on the contract. So I contacted the investor. The investor and the two agents met the appraiser at the property. This was a 1940s home, 1950s home that was remodeled. They used 2010, 2015 homes as comparables. And she used same age, same fix and flip remodeled homes in her comparables in the same neighborhood, while the agents were going well outside the neighborhood, and the investor fired their agent, said, here's an appraiser that knows what they're doing and thought he had an agent responsible enough to look out after his interest, and the agent was only responsible enough to look out for her commission. And I was very happy that, and not only did she come in below value, she called for a new air conditioning to be installed because the veteran was living in a home in Arizona at 110, 115 degrees with no air conditioning. And the investor lowered the price, met the value, and installed the air conditioning and ended up firing the agent that he was using.
And I should point out that agent, by deliberately misleading on the price, was actually in violation of the Realtor Code of Ethics, because in Standard of Practice 1.3, it says realtors, in attempting to secure a listing, shall not deliberately mislead the owner as to market value. When you're jumping around to find comps that fit your narrative, that's no different than trying to find the news that fits your opinion you already have. It's not making anything better. You're supposed to go with the best information possible so that you can make great decisions based on the actual information, take the emotion out, and use more data. So I love that they had a meeting of the minds and the investor was able to see the truth in things, because it's not always super clear.
And Lee, that's why I follow you. One of my dear friends who is an agent I've known since I was 6 years old, full-time professional agent. She goes, "Hey, have you ever followed this lady, Lee Brown?" I said, "No. I like smart people. I liked it. I learned from you." So I watched you a couple of videos. I'm like, you're someone worth watching and following. That's why I tagged you. That's why I followed you. That's why I reached out to you.
Well, and I really appreciate you coming on the show to give us lots of insights. And friends, just remember, it's not about how much you know. It's about being willing to ask more questions. And that's all this boils down to, is taking care of people has to do with asking questions and finding resources. And James, I appreciate you being a resource for all of our veterans, for our appraiser members, and for our realtors as well, because hopefully all of y'all are picking up some things that can allow you to be a better servant in your community. So thank you for all that you're doing, and I look forward to seeing you in person at some point.
Awesome. Thanks.
You know what to do. Ask more questions in the chat. I'll connect you to James if you want to, but you can also call your regional loan center. Click a subscribe, click a like, share this with a realtor or an appraiser friend. And most importantly, share this with your veteran clients so they will know there's answers out there. And we will see you here on the show next time.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay. Now, don't forget to go try Follow Up Boss so that your business can continue to expand in professionalism, and then you can meet some more crazy people yourself. I really appreciate Follow Up Boss sponsoring this episode, but mainly I appreciate them for giving y'all double the free trial time with no credit card required. So make sure you go to followupboss.com/crazy and then let me know what you think. I'll see you guys next time.
As always, I'm so super thrilled that you joined in for more crazy shit. And if you're a realtor, investor, inspector, lender, or just a regular human being who happens to have an unbelievable story that you need to tell the world about, or you just need to one-up the story you just heard, then make sure to DM me on Instagram at Lee Thomas Brown, or tweet me at Lee Brown, or frankly, any social network where you hang out. I'm there. And if you had some fun, then you totally want to subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes.